League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so this is our last segment before we get the Culture Map boys in here. And then we got Five Star, who was already giving us our picks. You're going to Five Star has been a red hot on fire with his picks. So we'll find out what he has coming up. So this is our last segment, recapping what we have talked about during the show. The Nets lose again. Now, James Harden says he has committed to the organization. They lose again. They are reeling a little bit. They are now 29-19 overall, just 10 games over 500. And they're just 12-13 at home. That's where Kyrie Irving can't play. They've been without Kevin Durant, and they're always without Kyrie Irving. Their starting lineup is a mess. James Harden has got to put the team on his back, though. James Harden didn't even play. This is just a mess. This is just a mess. James Harden didn't play because of his hamstring last night. But it's not a great basketball team when it was supposed to be the odds-on favorite to win it all. So the good news is for the Rockets, they lose again. Every time they lose and every time they fall further deep and when they lose it all and don't make it to the – and I don't – do you see them beating the Bucks in a best of seven series?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
No.
Not even close. I don't see how you've got a guy who's not only healthy all the time the Greek Freak, but Giannis also can control multiple aspects of a game. And Middleton knows his role. And you got a whole team who knows their role. No. That's the worst type of team for them to play. A team who knows exactly who they are and who has a star alpha that scores and rebounds? Nah.
No.
And no chance of beating the Bucks.
No. And so this is something that is going to we got to keep an eye on, because if this thing falls apart with two guys with player options and one guy who's a free agent and Durant next year, there's a good chance this all breaks up and the Texans and the Rockets are the beneficiaries of a lot of good draft picks.
Every home game you have, Kyrie can't play. Do you know how hard that is to have a road team and a home team, a road starting lineup and home starting lineup? That's like how hard it is when you rotate quarterbacks. Like, well, we have a rotational quarterback, which has only been a college thing, but you can't get into a continuity. So, no, I don't give them a chance of beating most teams that are good teams. I think that they got talent, but I think you really have to look for James starting to break down. Physically, there's just so many – the soft tissue stuff. James does not keep himself in the best shape during the season. If you look at old pictures of James Harden, he's a lot more well-defined. You know, he's not going to be in the same lean mass have the same body fat percentage. I think we're going to start seeing more soft tissue issues. Kevin Durant's starting to break down. James has played a ton of basketball. Durant's played a ton of basketball. Kyrie is Kyrie. Rafael Stone may have hit that right. He may have hit that right. The gamble he took that they wouldn't be a longtime superpower like the Golden State Warriors, he may have actually struck gold. And it may hit at a rate that even he didn't expect with the pick swaps. Probably not this year, maybe not next year, but maybe next year. Maybe next year your pick swap's already valuable.
That'll be awesome.
And when I say next year, 2023.
The other big news this morning was that looks like the Broncos are hiring Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers possibly heading there with his offensive coordinator. We shall see. Denver, what you want to talk about the AFC West turning into the best division. I think it overtakes the NFC West as the best division in football, and it's arguably right there anyway. But Denver getting Aaron Rodgers, wow.
That would have happened.
What a division.
And everyone keeps talking about, what about Justin Herbert? So, you think Denver's scared of the Chargers? I mean, Chargers.
Yeah.
What's so scared about the Chargers? They've got an older wide receiver, Keenan Allen, on paper. You've got Austin Eckler, who you don't even use as a full-time banger at running back. Like, I don't think the Chargers are this terrifying specter. I get that you have a good young quarterback in Justin Herbert. But as a team, I'm not sure that the Chargers should scare the Denver Broncos. I know the Raiders shouldn't. It's the Chiefs. You're stepping into a division with the Chiefs. That's the concern. For Aaron Rodgers, I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares. I think Aaron Rodgers goes, yeah, but I step in as the best quarterback in the division, so what do I care?
Yeah. And
I don't think he's scared to go to
in Boulder. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. Aaron Rodgers probably isn't real afraid to go have competition.
Now, if it was you and your family, okay, and your family was in Boulder, would you want to stay in Green Bay or would you want to be? Oh, be with them. You'd rather be with them.
With them. Oh, no, 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 no. I thought you meant would you want to live with your family, Green Bay or Boulder? Like, Boulder.
Oh, Boulder.
Well, yeah. It's not Boulder. You'd be living in Denver probably, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, if I, me and my family, I'm not, I would rather, look, I would work wherever I have work, but if I have a choice, I'm probably not going to live in Green Bay. But Green Bay is a,
it's the worst.
I've been there once.
You
it
don't
is
know.
A small,
you don't know anything. I lived there for almost
place.
3 years. It's the worst place.
How far
in
is
America?
Milwaukee from it?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, still a little ways.
Oh, yeah.
What's the closest thing to it?
Sheboygan? No, seriously.
How big is Green Bay? Compare Green Bay to a town or city around that we might know in Texas.
It's probably as big as...
A Buc-ee's?
No, it's a little bit bigger than a Buc-ee's. It's Beaumont-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Beaumont-ish.
A little...
No, it's absolutely... It's Beaumont. But with nothing... With Houston not... Actually, it's about an hour and 15. Okay. But Milwaukee might be a little bit further. It's
so Chicago would be how
but
far?
It's now it's Beaumont, but it's minus 20 degrees. Okay. So yeah.
And there's not 10 different types of Tillman Fertitta restaurants in the area.
Right. No. 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 Applebee's is like fine dining.
A lot of cheese curds.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's the best you're gonna find.
You like cheese curds?
No.
You don't?
No.
How come? Chunks of cheese are a little now the fried cheese curds I could see.
What is the redeeming factor in a cheese curd?
I had it when I was... So we were going from Chicago to go to Door County, which is awesome, by the way. Door County, Wisconsin is fantastic. But
yeah, Door County's
through,
nice. Really
we went
nice.
Through... We're going through... we're going through the Green Bay area or Milwaukee area, whatever. And we stop and get... And so Paul O'Brien said, okay, we got to have cheese curds. So I have it, like chunks of
just
cheese
that
kind of
cheese.
Bubble up. And I don't even know that they were fried.
Yeah.
I think it was just regular cheese curds. Like,
oh, chewy?
I was like, okay, what? No. I mean, I've now it's got like this, like, what? Can we get Skyline Chili next for something overrated that everyone's talking about?
No, it's
cheese curds.
I never ate cheese curds in Green Bay, ever.
At least fry them up for me.
Yeah, I never ate cheese curds. But that's all there is like fried cheese and beer. That's it. That's all you got there.
And if you, let me ask you this. So when you were there, it was even smaller, probably.
Yeah.
Green Bay was even smaller than it is today. I doubt that people have moved into moved out of Green Bay. There's probably more there. They probably built it up, stuff like that. There's probably some better.
Wait a minute. Why would people move into Green Bay?
Well,
what's your logic here?
If you can make money.
What's your logic?
If you can make money, maybe you, I don't know. Maybe there's more hotels, there's more restaurants. I don't know.
No. I think. I don't know for sure, but it seems like it just decreases in population every year.
Decreases.
Although, if you grow up in Green Bay, it's funny. I will say this. Green Bay people are, yo, yeah, hey there. Oh, I love Green Bay. Yeah, I love it. Oh, I do.
Like little towns in Kansas all are have been dying for the last 3 decades because people move out.
Yeah.
Right, to go to somewhere bigger. So little country, the small, you know, the small towns are all dying. In Texas, that's happened. Like Richmond, Rosenberg, it's grown in certain areas, but other areas have died out, like the downtown or whatever. So my thing for you is, if you're there and you make some questionable choices at a bar late at night,
yeah,
because you have a little something.
That's all the choices you have.
That's what I'm saying. Do you keep seeing that person over and over? Is that like an uncomfortable
thing?
Yeah,
but you just, yeah, he kind of turned. Yeah. Okay, what's up? And then if they're,
you have to just live with it. That's
but
like,
then at the end of the night, you're still here. Okay,
so he comes. Oh. So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, yeah. So 9-12, the Culture Map Boys coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Right now it's HRP, HRP.net. My peeps love Mike Holly over there. As a matter of fact, we were talking some business with Mike Holly over there. Hey, listen, it's unbelievable how good they are. The accounting, the professionalism, the everything about it. If you're looking for a great way to get that payroll out. I mean, stop doing it yourself. And if you're not completely satisfied with your people, I've been saying this, and there's a reason that I keep saying this, is because if they get mistakes in your payroll, if their HR, if your company doesn't know HR answers, or they're not taking care of your HR correctly, if they're not taking care of your taxes correctly, if you don't like your benefits packages, yet you're stuck with them because that's what your payroll company is giving you. Well, that's not what happens at HRP. They don't care about benefits packages. That's not what they do. They'll give you, they'll offer you different ones so that you can choose what's good for you and right for your business. This is what you do with a payroll and HR company, not what the other guys are doing. So if you're looking for that HR company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
9:17 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stevie D and Eric Sandler joining us in studio. Culture Map right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Guys, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I want to talk a little bit of food news before we I know Steven's got a bunch of weekend events to talk about, but there were a couple of interesting news items this week. The first is that Regal's Barbecue is getting ready to open their second location in Katy. It's like the West Green exit, roughly. But Lance, I know you know this place really well because it's right down the street from here, and they're bringing all the specials that they do, the barbecue Cubans,
the Cuban
unbelievable pastrami, the Rubens that they make.
Yep.
And it's such a big swing for Russell and Misty Regals to step out.
What Russell told me is that I think they're going to be available. It's not like they're going to be available at night, where a lot of barbecue places, it's like when it's done. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can smoke brisket, and you can make your food, you know, at different shifts and varying times. They plan on having fresh barbecue in the evening, too. And I think they plan on, from what he told me, having a lot of these specials as normal sandwiches on the menu.
Yeah, they're still trying to kind of figure out the capacity. So for right now at opening, the Rubens will only be on Thursday, just like at the Voss location. But they've added a couple of things. They're doing smoked and fried chicken wings and smoked and fried pork belly bites that they've never done or not consistently done at the Voss location. And you're right, yes, they are going to be open for dinner. And this time they have a full bar. So Misty's created a bunch of cocktail recipes.
Oh, wow.
Margarita, Old Fashioned, Moscow Mule, a few others. So,
oh, and fancy.
Who doesn't love
Coors
a little
Light?
Coors Light?
That's a good question.
What do you
mean?
I'll
find out.
It's not a question. It's an order.
It's a requirement. No, I understand.
I know he's going to have local beers. He talked about how.
Yeah, I think you know, it's, they're out in Katy. I'm sure they'll have No Label. I'm sure they'll have some of the other stuff that they, right, you know, that they do that. And then the other news that I just want to mention briefly is that there's going to be a restaurant at the Rodeo. And I know there's a ton of food at the Rodeo, and you can go from stand to stand and get your turkey leg and your funnel cake and your clobber and all that stuff. But Ben Berg, the guy who owns B&B Butchers and the Annie Cafe and BB Lemon, is opening like a 300 seat under a tent right next to the Astrodome in the middle of the rodeo, and you can make reservations, and you can they'll have some live music after the concert. And this is a huge deal. I mean, you've never been able to like sit down and eat in a like with a reservation at the rodeo, and they're gonna have again full mixed beverage license, so cocktails, which you know the only time you've been able to get like booze at the rodeo is like in the stadium, and this will be the first time that outside the stadium you can get a drink. So it's a huge swing. You know, he's on the steer auction committee, and honestly, he's just really, really persistent, and I don't think anyone has ever successfully told Ben Berg no in his entire life.
I don't think anyone thought that they about even trying that long term, because it's there's all the food options here. Is this really the place to that someone's going to go for? Like, you have to be going there to get a reservation. But the fact is, people who do go to the rodeo, why wouldn't they want to?
Well, and there's so much corporate entertaining that happens like in the suites, and all these committees have their meetings and their celebrations and all this, you know. I think this is going to be... We'll
find out if it's worth it.
We'll find out, because it's a huge investment to get all the equipment and the goods and the people, and it's a huge swing for him, but it's a game changer for dining at the rodeo. And then I'll give you a quick dining option. I went back... I went all the way up to Generation Park, which is kind of in the Kingwood, Humboldt, Atascocita area, to Boca, an Italian restaurant run by Justin Turner. We know him from Bernie's Burger Bus. That was one of the very first restaurants to close 2 years ago when everything started shutting down. He's doing like really fun, like really creative Italian food. I mean, I had a great chicken piccata. I had a wonderful lobster ravioli. He's doing this really great Boca.
Where's that?
B-O-C-C-A, Generation Park, northeast Houston, kind of by Lake Houston, kind of in that Humboldt, Kingwood kind of zone.
Far.
Yeah, far for, but if you live up there.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be easily the best restaurant in that part of Houston.
Really? I went to Lulu's the other day for the first time.
What did you think?
Fancy. Very the food fancy. Was really good.
My food there was just a...
Really?
Where was this?
Lulu's? It's this on is, Kirby this, and Westheimer.
Yeah, same owners as Armando's, Kirby and Westheimer.
Oh, okay.
It's that bakery space. They converted it. Fancy. And they've got one in Round Top. Yeah, very
ours was, fancy. Mine was good. I got carbonara. My wife got the breakfast pizza. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, the pizzas look really good. I got a linguine with clams. It's like a favorite of mine.
Yeah, me too.
And it didn't have like enough of that like garlic, that wine that I really, really wanted. But I'm willing to chalk that up to an off night. I owe Lulu's another pizza.
Yeah. You gotta be fancy to go in there though. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that.
The hostess looked at me like I had a reservation. And I was dressed kind of like I'm dressed right now.
Well, you look
and
good.
The hostess looked at me and literally offered me the worst table.
How like, fancy I did not belong there. Do you have to be?
Yeah, is it a jacket required like Turner?
It's like white tablecloth and...
Well, you don't see that
there,
much
but
anymore.
But you have to have a reservation there now.
Oh, it's cramped. Oh, yeah. It's a little place and it's very, very popular.
It's perfect for River Oaks because it's fancy.
Oh,
fancy.
Yeah.
It's not really my gig.
No, it wasn't mine either.
Give me Giacomo's down the street.
Like I didn't have a great experience at Giacomo's.
Oh, I would give Giacomo's another try. Best bolognese in Houston.
Bongs? Best bong what?
Bolognese.
Oh, bolognese. Oh, okay.
And Coors Light.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm not sure that Lulu's has Coors Light, so
probably not
going back. What do you got going on, Stevie D?
You know, I just wanted to piggyback one thing that Eric was talking about really quickly. The society people in Houston are blowing up over Ben Burr getting the rodeo gig. Because the one thing I wanted to mention, if you're trying to impress a date at the rodeo, and you know, we like to skew guys, you know, guy radio here when we talk to you guys. If you're putting on $2,000 boots and you got a girl who's decked out and spent half a day at the salon, you know, looking at her rodeo best to see a show, you don't want a styrofoam plate of barbecue. You don't want a turkey leg.
Okay.
You want to sit down and show her a really good rodeo. So I really think the Ben Berg this is Eric's territory. He may have just started a trend of fine dining at the rodeo because it is super upscale there. It's baller there. You guys, you know, I thought it was interesting that everyone was hitting me up going, hey, can Eric get me in? Can Eric? I need to talk to Eric Sandler for that.
I don't.
Yeah, right. I don't. Yeah.
No, well
not
done.
Even me.
Well done, Eric.
Okay, so listen, maybe you're a car guy. Maybe you're a boat guy. As you guys know, in Houston, it's always been one or the other for the shows. There's an auto show, there's a boat show. This year, because of COVID, they're combining the two. So you head over to NRG Center, you check out the boat show, you check out the auto show, you check out that SUV that can, you know, drag your boat. You check out that Porsche. John, you know, you're a car guy, right?
No, I'm a Chastang Ford guy. Thank you. Good night.
Well, maybe they'll have a big presence there. So check that out. Now, Eric can speak to this better than I. There's a lot of news reports out there that this weather is going to affect crawfish season, but that's not stopping Live Oak Bar and Grill. They're doing a crawdaddy party tomorrow at 2 p.m., 6 pounds Cajun crawfish, $6 Cajun crawfish for a pound. That's pretty good.
That's right? Good. That's really,
that's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Jello shots, margaritas, frozen hurricanes, really good stuff. And starts at 2 o'clock. Get there early because it will probably sell out pretty darn quickly. Eric, is the word on the street?
I mean, cold weather's never good for crawfish.
No.
We've had kind of a lengthy cold snap. You know, it's early in the season. Like for me, I don't really think a crawfish season is starting until Lent. So is early. It means that the bugs are small and the prices are going to be high. And if you love crawfish, you'll deal with it because you love it. For me, I'm gonna give it
way
a couple
too early.
More weeks before
way
I
too
start.
Early.
I start.
Lent's late this year though, so it's not till March. So
I'll give it by Valentine's Day.
Yeah, mid February.
Well, so you day drink there. You head over to Sugarland for Tom Segura. He's that really funny actor, comedian.
Lance is
writer.
Going.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Tom Segura. Yeah. You're heading over to Sugarland for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Doors open 5:30. Tickets at 7.
You're all set. You don't need any VIP access?
I do.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to them. Aaron's going, hey, what
you're
am I?
You're the anti-Eric Sandler. You do stuff. You offer stuff. When Eric says, no, I'm not getting you in anywhere.
I give.
I like
smart.
That. I'm like you, Eric.
Don't let him in because then it's on your head.
Yeah.
So you do that.
And his hooligan friends come in.
Yeah. You head over to Sugarland for Tom Segura. Then you head over to Sakai Nightclub. Young Bombs are coming. Do you know them? They're the Canadian EDM band that's blowing up all over the place. So all the cool kids are going to be over there at Sakai Nightclub for Young Bombs. Now, Saturday, after you're nursing that hangover after all that day drinking, this is pretty cool. Eric and I were just talking about this. Take your lady to this exhibit. It's very empowering. I don't know if you guys know this, but the first ladies who ever piloted in World War II airplanes were trained in Houston. They were called the WASPs, okay? It was called the Women Air Force Service Pilots. They came to Houston. They trained. Bunch of white women.
WASPs.
World War II, yeah.
Oh, bunch of white WASPy. Women. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know your history.
Yeah, exactly. So this is really cool.
That's not actually true.
Whiteies.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Lone Star Flight Museum? That's in Galveston, right?
It's Ellington Field. It's close to Galveston, but it's really worth the drive. You know, if you go there for this exhibit, then you go see all the aircraft. It's hard not to get patriotic. It's hard not to, you know, there's a NASA, you know, element. There's a space development side of that, too. It's really, really cool to see what Houston has to offer, but this is a really, really game-changing exhibit. They've got stuff. They've got sunglasses from these ladies from the 40s. They've got, you know, 38 women died fighting for our country in World War II, flying planes.
I did not know that.
Why there's not a Hidden Figures / League of Their Own movie about this, I don't know. Maybe we get on that. Maybe you and I write a
screenplay.
Producer. Mm-hmm. John, you got money. Can you bankroll my money?
Yeah, I got the money.
Okay, let me ask you this.
My wife's got all the money.
Sunday, Monday. What's your favorite George Michael song?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Careless Whisper.
Oh, okay, John, Faith.
After that, I'm out of
choice. For some reason, I don't see John Granato as a big George Michael fan. But if you're a Wham fan or George Michael fan, they've got the life and music of George Michael. It's at the House of Blues. It's an immersive style concert. You know, he passed away, but you know, people still love this guy. His website, you know, is still popular. So he's still trending. So if you want to go for Sunday Fun Day, 7 p.m., House of Blues. The life of George Michael.
There it is. That's the Culture Map, guys. CultureMap.com. CultureMap.com. We appreciate it, guys. Great stuff. And we will talk to you again next week. In the meantime, up next, we've got Five Star going to join us to give us winners like he did last week and the week before.
Well, so our friend KJ was in Vegas last week hanging out with Five Star.
Was
watching
he?
A game, and he's like, you have never experienced anything like watching a game when Five Star has action on a game in Vegas. But I can tell you this, when you're doing
that, livelihood.
When you're doing that, I bet one of the things they did was throw down some Maestro Dobel, some fine tequila in Vegas, because that's what you do. When you're balling, you ball. And Maestro Dobel can do that. But you know, here's the thing. They have high-end tequila at affordable prices. If you are a fan of tequilas, you've really got to check it out. If you enjoy tequila, you must check out some of the varietals they have. Different flavor profiles are available. They have silver, reposado, the añejo, the diamante, the humito, which is the smoked silver. And I was on their website. They have a brand new flavor as well that I need to ask about. But every one of the varietals gives you different types of complex aromas and flavors and finishes. So if you're a tequila fan, whether it's for your cocktail, your margarita, or a different cocktail, or you just like to sip it like I like to with the chilled añejo, you are going to find a tequila that is right for you. And you're going to enjoy the cocktails and the sipping tequilas that they have to offer. Wherever liquor is sold here in Houston, you should be able to find Maestro Dobel. If not, demand it. You're going to love the difference that Maestro Dobel is going to bring to your palate.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:34, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I asked Lance this question during the break, and he didn't know the answer. He guessed wrong. But I know Five Star is going to know the answer to this question. Five Star, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Okay. What's the Bengals' record in their last 7 road games?
It's 7-0.
6-1.
6-1, but they're 6-0 against the spread.
Oh, they're 7-0 against the spread. Well, that's all you care about, right?
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so you were right, but you were wrong, but you were right. Because that's all you care about is the spread record, but their actual record is 6-1 on the road. Now, Joe Burrow started 0-6-1 when he started his career there, and now he has turned things around, and they're 6-1, or 7-0, as you like to say, in their last 7 road games. That's significant now, isn't it, this week?
That's very, very significant, man. You know that we're going to be riding with the dogs this week, man. They're howling, and they ate a lot for us last week with 3 outrights. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you caught all 3 of those with the Rams, Cincinnati, and the Niners all covering and winning.
Listen, you were dead on 2 weeks ago, dead on last week. You got us a couple. We need a couple of winners this week. Now, you're not usually, and you've been red hot on the pro scene, pal. You're a college guy, but man, are you hotter than usual with the NFL this season?
Actually, not. Anyone who, like I said, I've been doing this for over a decade, guys, and any of the people who consider themselves my friends in this business or clients know that we do really well every year in the playoffs. And the reason why is, man, I watch so much football. So it's like a accumulation of all your work at the end of the year because you watch these teams play 16, 17 times. And now you're kind of there, you know, you're more familiar with the matchups and where the coaches approach the games. So it's always a good playoffs for us because of the work we put in.
Yeah. All right. Well, give us the winners. Let's go.
We're going to start, guys, with San Francisco. +3.5 at the Rams. Lance, as you know, I'm sitting on 2 lottery tickets with the Niners +850 and +450 to win the NFC. Of course, if the opportunity arises in game, I'll hedge this bet, but there's no way I'm laying -3.5 with the Rams against their trip tonight. The opportunity arises in game, as I said, I'll definitely take it, but you know, there's no way I can just lay that short number. All 4 times the Niners have faced the Rams with short dogs in less than 3.5. They've won outright. Last week, the Niners played their worst offensive game of the playoffs in a comeback victory at Lambeau. Jimmy Garoppolo on offense did just enough to get in position. They took advantage of tremendous special teams play and relied on an increasingly dominant Niners lead to shut down Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Shanahan is an offensive guru, and he takes pride on this side of the ball. I expect a fast start by the Niners offense after such a sluggish game last week, fellas. Shanahan knows his team's weaknesses at quarterback and plans to head this game as a must. Prior to that 17-3 deficit in the last matchup, the Niners were led at halftime to 5 previous matchups. Sean McVay is an excellent coach, but he's 3-7 in his past matchups with Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan's in his head. McVay loves to start fast. He's 45-1 when leading at halftime, but the only time he's lost is after having a halftime lead against Shanahan, which was the last week of the season. I just trust Shanahan in this game, guys. I trust him and D'Amico Ryan more than I trust Sean McVay and Raheem Morris. The Rams defense is leaky, guys. It's more of a lamb truck than an F-150 Raptor, and I'd rather have an F-150 Raptor in a game like this. No defense can play like a sports car. I said Trent Williams and the Niners run game to dominate the line of scrimmage, overpower the undersized linemen and linebackers to L.A. And also, most fans don't realize that the Rams are one of the bottom-ranked teams against the pass. And also, many don't realize that since the Bills are out of the playoffs, San Francisco actually averages the most yards per play out of every team left in the playoffs. I think Jimmy G will play a lot better. They'll move the ball on the South Rams defense. And as long as Garoppolo can operate our play action and throw between the hashes, he's very effective. Form attention's great. D'Amico Ryan has been the best coordinator in the playoffs so far. Guys, he has something to prevent the Rams wideouts from running all over the field wide open. Niners play real deep. We got to go with the Niners, man, plus 3.5 on the short number. They're 5-1 against the spread in the last six matchups. 6-0 outright. And as I stated before, there's 3-7 against his former mentor, Shanahan. It's a little brother, big brother mentality. And I expect the Niners to cover that 3.5 as they've done the last time they played.
Quick questions. That's a big number. 3, 3.5, 4. I mean, those are big key numbers. I anticipated this number coming down to 3, but it's sat tight at 3.5. And I've looked at a variety of places where sometimes it may fluctuate. It's not moving. Do you think it's wise to jump on it now to take it at 3.5? Since you like the points, or do you anticipate a move by game day of it coming down to 3 or even going up to 4? I got a feeling it may end up sticking here, but if it does move anywhere, it's coming down to 3.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lance. I think it's going to come down to 3. I already have it. I also advise my clients to take it, and also by the hook, so a lot of us have the 4. While it was at 3.5, we got plus 4 at minus 120. I definitely think that by game time, it'll be down to 3.
Five-star, the other game is a little bit tougher because you have a Cincinnati team that's had a magic carpet ride to this point, but we know that they've done it despite pass protection that hasn't been great. But it's been a Bengal team that has been able to, they played really, really well. John mentioned 6 of 7. They won 6 of their last 7 on the road. But this is also a Chiefs team that seems to have found their stride once again offensively. But they were not very good defensively last week against Josh Allen and maybe more importantly, Gabriel Davis, who isn't even their top wide receiver. Cincinnati has a lot of weapons. How do you see the Bengals? I feel like this is the week for me. I think the Bengals' magic runs out here, and I think Kansas City ends up covering the number. I don't love laying 7, but you think the magic carpet ride continues for Joe and the Bengals?
Yeah, I think it continues. You and a lot of experts feel that way. A lot of people feel like this. The Bengals have to go through the rite of passage, this week and get blew out and kind of go through the pain of losing and seeing how to win. But I don't believe that because they're dealing with the arrogance of youth. They don't believe that they can lose. We're staying with the road dog. 7 points is just too much to give a quarterback the caliber of Joe Burrow with the weapons he has. Those two teams just met earlier this month in January, and Burrow's outdoing Mahomes, throwing for almost 450 yards on 30 for 39 and 4 touchdowns with no interceptions. The Chiefs had no answer for Joy B, nor his favorite weapon, Jamar Chase. Chase set a Bengals single-game record with 266 yards on 11 receptions. Those aren't regular performances by the star quarterback and wide receiver. So those two will be chomping at the bits to get another chance at the Kansas City defense and the Kansas City secondary. When the Bengals think about KC, all they're thinking about is the performances they put on against them last time. Like, hey, we beat these guys. They did allow 4 sacks against Kansas City in the first matchup. Chris Jones gave them some issues up the middle, but I honestly believe that each game is his own story and that nothing makes pros respond better than being embarrassed. The Bengals' offensive line was embarrassed last week. They allowed 9 sacks. A few times Burrow could have been seriously injured with some questionably low hits by the Titans. These are professionals. I expect the emphasis this week in Cincinnati to be all about protecting Joe. If they can protect Joe, they know they can beat anyone. He has great belief in that team. Everyone's behind him. And they'll be running to get out there and make amends for the abuse that their quarterback took last week. There's no stopping the Chiefs, but the Bengals defense did slow them down the last matchup. They held Patrick Mahomes to 259 yards passing on 26 completions. That's only about 10 yards per pass, guys. They kept their safeties deep, made Mahomes go underneath. You have to force the Chiefs into run plays, and that's what the Bengals did. They also did a great job on Travis Kelce, holding Mahomes' security blankets, only 5 catches for 25 yards. Defensive specialist Mike Hilton did a great job on controlling Kelce. Hilton is a big-time playmaker, guys. I know you guys saw the play that he made against Tennessee, an exceptional interception against Tannehill on the screen pass. Jesse Bates is also a big-time playmaker. They have the safety as well. The Bengals are very disciplined, and they have real coverage on the back end. DJ Reader and the Bengals' defensive line is also one of the better units against the run of the league. Now, this line is underestimating the quality of the Bengals' team. It's well-coached, guys. Zach Taylor is a good coach. They held the Chiefs out of the end zone the entire second half of the first matchup. The Bengals have a great quarterback, a great running back in Joe Mixon, maybe the best wide receiver core in the league. Tyrann Mathieu may not even play, and he played the first game. And what did he do against that offense? How did he slow him down? Also, they have a top-five kicker and rookie, Evan McPherson, which is essential when taking the points with a dog. Every point counts when fading the home favorite. McPherson is automatic. The offensive line of the Bengals is their weakness, but KC, guys, isn't as dominant as Tennessee is on the defensive line. In fact, the Chiefs were bottom five at getting to the quarterback. They ranked 26th out of 30 teams in sacks. There's no way you give a solid team with a quarterback like Joey B 7 points. The Chiefs are great, but the Bengals will not be overwhelmed or intimidated. Cincinnati 6-0 in their last 6 games overall, and John said 7-6-1 on the road. Straight up, give me the 7 points in the confident baby Bengals, man. They have a chance to shock the world.
Let's see. All right, he's been right. He's been dead on the last couple of weeks. So let's see this week. He's got the 49ers. He's got the two dogs, the 49ers and the Bengals. If that's the case, what a weekend we're going to have. Those will be some good football games. We had the best football games ever last weekend. We'll see if they can't keep it up. Hey, five-star, great stuff. We appreciate it as always. Great. Best of luck this week. Hey, KJ said you're something to watch games with when you're on a team. So
we had a great time. KJ came in town for Bates. Me and KJ go many years back, man. He popped up, him and a couple of my homeboys from Houston. We shut down seasons, man, and it was so funny. KJ whispered to me, guys, real quick. He whispered to me. I told everyone, as you know, just to take the over on that game between the Bills and Kansas City because it went exactly like I thought it would, with it being two of the best quarterbacks we've seen in their prime just going at it. And he whispered to me, I got the Bills. And I just started laughing so hard because I was like, dude, I told you just to take the over, man. Don't get on the side. It's
too, heartbreaking. You know? Lost.
It was a heartbreaker because they kept scoring. And then when they got to 13 seconds and Mahomes went out at 2 plays, man, and I wouldn't be surprised if Mahomes does the same thing and cuts out Joey B's heart, but I definitely think Cincinnati will keep within the number, guys.
We'll see. At 5-star in Vegas, at 5-star in Vegas. You got to follow him on Twitter. Hey, 5-star, we appreciate it as always, man.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you, man.
When we come back, news of the weird. Some weird stuff going on, Lance. A teacher farted, and guess what? Ends up on a test. Teacher farted in class and ended up on a test.
You piqued my interest.
We'll tell you why when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for News of the Weird. So I guess she's a French teacher, Lance, and she was doing an audio Zoom test for her, and she was asking questions in French.
The teacher
was, and she let one fly, and it was very audible. So her next question was, how do you say fart in French? And or something to that. If I couldn't understand it, but actually you might as well make it light of, because it was pretty obvious she let one fly.
Yeah.
And if it was a guy, that'd be gross.
You ever had a teacher do that?
A teacher fart in class? No, have you?
No.
No. Did you ever let one fly in class and everybody, you know, silent but deadly?
Well, no, that's what you dream of.
Yeah.
You just don't want the... Well, also known as
silent, you know,
you know, it's silent but deadly, or also silent but violent, was to me one of my favorite phrases. You don't want to be the loud one.
Crop dusting. School.
Yeah, no, that's a blessing. You don't want the loud one where you get super embarrassed because the hot girl's like, and you're like, no, I don't have enough cachet built up to rip one loud.
But then everybody turns to you and you're like, what? I didn't do it. He who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah, that's another axiom.
Yeah. Because if you're the first to go, oh!
Skunk smells its own hole first. I also heard that one growing up.
All right. Speaking of skunks, a drug suspect claimed that a bag of syringes that police found were for fishing. Have you ever fished with syringes?
Yeah.
You have?
Listen, that's one of the first things you do is you try to stab the fish and hope that that tiny, thin needle somehow doesn't come out of the fish when you pull it out.
Yeah. So
because that always works.
That does work. Let's head to China. Apparently, there is some censorship going on in China.
No.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Well, we got to get that
stopped. So the movie Fight Club?
Yeah.
China?
I heard it got an alternate ending.
Yeah, it got a new ending.
What's the new ending?
Where the authorities win. Yeah. Let's stay in Beijing.
So hold on a second. What would the alternate ending look like for Karate Kid, for example? Does the Cobra Kai win? Beat Ralph Macchio?
I know. Yeah.
A powerful... The Cobra Kai's got kind of a powerful military vibe, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd want the military stamping out...
Plus, we know Daniel was a little a-hole.
I mean...
Right? He was actually the bad guy.
He was Hong Kong.
That's right.
Trying to make a little uprising, and all of a sudden, Cobra Kai stamps him out in the Chinese version.
So, apparently in Beijing at the Winter Olympics, condoms are available to everyone, but hugging is discouraged at the games.
Mm-hmm.
So...
COVID?
COVID.
Okay.
It's COVID-related. Please don't hug people, but here's a condom. Make sure you use this.
But we know you're going to do other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to hug that way, John.
Hey, Kid Rock has a new Unity song out. He wants everybody to be all together on the same page, and we need a unified nation. Am I right?
Yeah. Is there a...
Well, some of the lyrics.
Okay.
Let's go, Brandon.
Okay.
Okay. F. Fauci.
So he's unifying.
It's unifying.
Unifying a side that's unified
already? Well, no. We're trying to bring everybody together.
In the whole country?
The whole country. We're trying to bring everyone together.
Okay.
Let's be unified, Kid Rock says, and we'll all be better off. F. Fauci. And let's go, Brandon. Apparently, a family went to the ER and got a $1,012 bill at the emergency room.
Sounds right.
Yep. Unfortunately, the doctor never showed up.
Still sounds on brand.
Still got it.
Once you go, you're in.
Yeah.
I went when I was trying to get my cast off. I said, do you guys have a cast saw? It's 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, we got one. Come on in. I come there and go, we're not going to do that. We don't want to cut a cast. You just go to your original doctor who put the cast on. I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you told me to come in. But here's the bill. Like, no. Well, we took your blood pressure. Check your vital signs.
No. Thank you, no.
Pretty sneaky little move.
Yeah, no. Do you ever check your spam folder?
Yeah, I do. Every once in a while, stuff will pop in there. It's not spam.
Yeah. Well, that happened to a Michigan woman. She checked her spam folder and found out that she had won the lottery. It went to spam, the notice that she had won the lottery.
She won an email lottery?
She won. I don't know how it was. I don't know what.
Because I have won millions of dollars in my spam folder over the years.
People
have given me millions.
It's unbelievable how people want to give you.
Are you sure that's not what it is?
No, no.
This woman in Michigan found out that she had actually been given millions of dollars by a Nigerian prince.
Well, no, no, no. It was actually, she actually won. You sure? I don't know how. Maybe she put her, I don't know.
Millions in spam. I don't know. You know what it did? It probably had the number of money that she won. And then went, and the filter went, oh, spam.
Yeah.
You get this every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Beat it.
Oh, you won a million. Right.
Yeah.
Here you go. Spam. Hey, we're done. I'm not here tomorrow. Brad Kellner is going to be.
We call him BK. I mean, I'd be here either. You just never know.
Well, I think you're going to be here because you have food coming, don't you?
No, but.
Did you get that done?
I just did that to mess with you, but maybe we will do it now just on purpose.
Well, we'll see if Brad Kellner dresses up like me. Don't do a stupid impression of me. Hey, you got to do it. Like that, like Dell. That's so stupid.
Cut it and save it.
That's how everybody
John
does.
Doing John. Cut it and
That's
save
how
it.
Everybody does an impression of me. It's so stupid.
You ever thought about why that is?
Give me the Coors Light. Because everybody does a stupid impression. That's why. Because they're stupid.
Stupid. Be ready.
Before I go, though, I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marvel and Granite. I talk about Jeff Aronoff all the time. I talk about Jeff Aronoff because Jeff Aronoff actually made me money. Jeff Aronoff made me a lot of money when I sold my home and I had an outdoor kitchen out there. And the reason that I had an outdoor kitchen is because Jeff Aronoff put it in and did a remarkable job. So I'm always indebted to Jeff Aronoff. And if you have a business or a home and you need it improved, well, Jeff Aronoff is the guy to see because Jeff Aronoff is awesome at that. It's what he does every single day. And he's going to come and design it, and he is going to help you pick it. You don't need an architect for this thing or designer. You got Jeff Aronoff. He works with this stuff every day, and he's going to make it look great. He did ours. It was amazing what he did for our backyard. He will do that for you as well. You're looking for that? 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff. Tell him you heard it right here. Get 20% off at Absolute Marble and Granite.
Will you learn the same lesson? They got it all wrong. We just gotta hold on and on and on. 'Cause we're gonna be legends.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.